Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Sandler in the studio with Sally. DJ yeah. Sally. What's your DJ name? Oh.
DJ, you know.
DJ, you know. And Spencer, what's your DJ name?
Oh, dude.
He's asleep.
DJ. So this is Sally and Spencer's first time on the radio. Pretty exciting.
Not my first time, but
you've been on before. We talked about ferrets.
And yeah, it was with you.
Do you want to do? I remember.
I'm on. It really sounds like that.
Do you want to start classifying people, famous people, as rodents? We could do a little bit of that.
Yeah,
I think so.
Do you, Sally? Do you have a famous person you'd like to classify?
I was hoping that DJ would throw some. Maybe or Amy Adams. That's just who I think of off the top.
What about Jerry Seinfeld?
Squirrel. Jerry Seinfeld.
That's a hard one.
Jerry tall rat. Seinfeld.
Tall.
Tall. Skinny.
Tall rat.
Tall.
Yeah, just elongated. Elongated rat.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'd say.
I really feel that a lot. Who's like complaining about stuff? I feel like rats complain.
Yeah, and then they say, "What did you do?" Oh wait, that's Larry David. What is Larry David?
Rabbit? No, ferret.
No, ferret.
Oh my god, ferrets are cute and cuddly.
Please call in if you have an opinion on eating ferrets.
Yeah, because we're opposed in this.
Yeah,
and please call a doctor if you have a bad opinion on eating ferrets,
which is that you don't want to eat.
Nope.
Oh, that's...
House divided is what they call this situation.
I do think ferrets are cute, but I also think we eat a lot of...
They don't belong in the home.
Yeah. They belong in the tummy.
Yeah. I mean...
I'm just looking to see if there are swears in these songs, because we're not allowed to swear during this hour.
5 to 6. That's family hour. That's
family hour. You're probably all eating dinner around the table, listening to the radio. I hope so too. I hope that it isn't bad, like gross, but that it's good.
Yeah, we just had a nice Dwick meal.
We did
of celery. Yeah.
What's your favorite Dwick meal?
Celery.
What's a bad? No, I was gonna ask what's a bad word I should look up to make sure it's not in the lyrics, but that would sort of defeat the purpose.
Yeah, that
here.
Would be something that I wouldn't be able to say.
But
family hour.
Family.
What's
hour.
Your opinion on family hour?
Good when you have a cool family, cool and hip. And
bad
chill.
Family. Bad family time.
Bad family.
I think it's proportional. Time. Probably.
Yeah.
We have to do a worksheet, speaking of proportions.
Oh, boy. Okay, so while they do a little bit of calculus, we just played Summer of Our Discontent by Sugar Candy Mountain, and we are about to play a song off of a very good album that was officially released very recently. I was thinking Hold Up.
Yep,
Hold Up by Beyoncé. So you guys enjoy that while they work on their calculus. I will get back to you. Oh, wait, that was the end of the other song. See you guys soon.
Especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't wanna lose my pride, but I'ma f me up. Know that I kept it sexy, and know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worst, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Oh, I like being walked all over lately. Walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself, a master wealth. They had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out there moving in them streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in your sheets. Would they be down to ride now? They used to hide from you, lie to you, but y'all know we were made for each other. So I find you and hold you down. Miss Sing Sing. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. It's such a shame you let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier, 5-star, sexy loving in the car, like make that wood, like make that wood, holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy, jealous and crazy? Or like being walked all over lately, walked all over lately. I'd rather be crazy. Oh, look, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other man above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Oh, love, they don't love you like I love you. Hold on, they don't love you like I love you. Get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up? I hop up up my bed and get my swag on. I look in the mirror, say what's up. What's up, what's up, what's up? Thank you.
dick.
Hello, we are back and better than ever. I hope you guys had a good listening session in your rooms, doing whatever you might be doing.
Or in your cars.
5:18. Or in your cars.
I listened to the radio in a car the other day for the first time in a really
long time. Really?
It was your show.
It was our show?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. My gosh.
The problem about driving with a car and a radio is that you lose the signal at one point. And so that's kind of defeats the purpose of driving.
What time were you doing this?
2 to 3. Nice drive to Boston University.
A.M.?
P.M. If only. I'd like to drive from 2 to 3 a.m.
Oh,
here.
Boy. Have I ever. So we just listened to What You See Is What You Get by The Dramatics and Beyond Love by Beach House. Spencer, I think I'm starting to catch your sleepiness. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
I'm exhausted.
It could be mono.
The second round.
Oh my gosh. When Spencer and I kissed while the songs were playing. That was a bad
decision. We were supposed to be doing calculus while the song were playing.
Well, you did. Well, once you finished the calculus, that it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kissing time. So we just heard the same two songs that I just said we just heard. I realized that.
You really are catching the sleepiness.
I really am.
This is. Yeah, it's contagious.
I can pour water on your head if you want.
I would love that. Can we do some sound effects for that?
No fruit or drink in the studio.
Oh.
I don't have any water in my possession.
Sally does not have any water in her possession. So unfortunately, we might have done a little bit of blanking on this at the beginning of the show, but we'll also do it at the end of the show twice to like offset.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, well, what is it? Watch This with Chris Earl, except today not with Chris Earl because we are subbing. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Those are all the words.
Radio. That's
radio.
All we had to say.
You guys ever listen to songs?
Did you listen to the radio back when you were driving in Vermont or Atlanta?
Sometimes. Depends. I would mostly just... we had a Bluetooth in the car.
Yeah,
so
you got
to
aux it.
Phone in. Yeah,
why would
just
you
aux it up, you know?
These days, what's the point?
What's your opinion on podcasts?
Podcasts?
Yeah. Do you like...
I think they're good. I really like some of them.
I feel like that's a good thing to listen to while you're driving.
I fall asleep on the wheel to podcasts. One time I did fall asleep on the wheel.
Oh,
no, I didn't.
Don't. That's actually
that
another
is a PSA.
PSA that
get
we should
some sleep.
Probably read.
Yeah, because
to,
I just that was
to
bad
offset
influence.
What you just said. Yeah.
Oh boy.
We are sorry about Sally. We'll read two PSAs. It's a lot of like doing bad things that offsetting
those things. It might take me a
while
to find that, so you guys can you know go talk.
Well,
about other
anyway, what radio did you listen to
while in Vermont?
Yeah.
I would occasionally listen to the pop radio just to see, you know, what was going on. The alternative radio did not have good reception. So that was it. We got like pop and country.
Pop culture and country. That's like Dewick. Yeah.
That's it. We basically have all Dewick music in Vermont. You will enjoy it, those who prefer dining at Dewick just because of the music. And
yeah.
I know you're out there.
You know you can make your own playlist at Dewick?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can listen to them.
Just so everybody knows, Dewick is a dining hall on our campus.
Yeah, for all the non-Tufts people out there, the 10 of you listening.
Yeah.
It's a dining hall.
We know that there are at least 10 people listening, which we're really excited about. Let's see if there are more.
Oh, man, what if it...
Nope. 10. Same 10.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you for staying.
I was
afraid
the numbers would shrink.
Yeah, I feel like they should. By all,
we're doing a good job.
We're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So we're about to play "Writer in the Dark" by Lord. And see you soon, New York, New Hampshire, whatever this
too.
State is. Keep my state out of your mouth.
Break the news, you're walking out to be a good man for someone else. Sorry, I was never good like you. Stood on my chest and kept me down. Hated hearing my name on the lips of a crowd. Did my best to exist just for you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Now she's gonna play and sing and lock you in her heart. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Still feel you now and then, slow like pseudoephedrine. When you see me, will you say I've changed? I ride the subway, read the signs. I let the seasons change my mind. I love it here since I start needing you. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Bet you rue the day you kissed a writer in the dark. Now she's gonna play and sing and lock you in her heart. Bet you rue the day you kissed a rider in the dark. I am my mother's child. I love you till my breathing stops. I love you till you call the cops on me. But in our darkest hours, I stumble on a secret power. I find a way to be without you, babe. I am my
Hello. How many is acceptable?
Six.
Hello.
Yeah. You gotta catch up on some of those songs we just played.
We're back and better than ever. Oh, I'll catch you up. That was not a good noise. I touched the mic too firmly. Okay. So what we just heard was Carry Me Out by Mitski. Preceded by two versions of the same song called In Heaven. The first was by Julian Lage. The second was by David Lynch, who also makes good movies, but he made that good song from a very good movie mm-hmm. as well. Then before that, we heard Rider in the Dark by Lorde.
So true. Wow. So, some sleepy songs, but yeah. Good songs.
We're really feeling those sleepy afternoon vibes. I didn't have classes today, so I slept until like noon.
I didn't sleep, so.
I had class at 8:05, so.
So I'm the only one without an excuse, but I'm also so tired.
It's a time to be sleepy.
It is.
It really is.
We live in an era where you can be sleepy whatever you want.
If anybody
wants to call in, we're accepting calls.
Oh, yeah.
If we can figure out how to accept calls. So just try. Okay.
PSA. PSA. Okay.
PSA.
So, I found one I like. I like that the picture on this PSA is, it looks like it's from some anime, and it's a woman and then a train next to her. And appropriately pictured, the PSA is about public transit versus walking.
Oh, that's where I know that from.
Yeah. It's a good movie. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station. Walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
Real healthy?
Yeah, it's healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, now that we're back at it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to play more music?
Yeah. Quick question for Sally over there. You know, she makes this whole PSA, but she can't ride a bike.
Okay. Oh, hey, shots fired.
So I don't think, though, that that's fair, because this isn't about biking.
Anyway, we can get back to the music.
Sally ride a
bike. No, I would like to say that I know how to.
I didn't want you around. Those pretty faces always made you stand out in the crowd. But someone picked you from the bunch. One glance was all it took. Now it's much too late for me to take a second look.
Hello, we have a caller in the studio. This is Impact Sweater. Impact Sweater, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, man.
Awesome. So we have one of your songs queued up to play.
Would this be We Got Him?
This would be We Got Him.
A classic.
Do you have anything to say about this song?
You know, this is a song about America.
Yeah.
One Pakistani compound, 8 Navy SEALs.
That's me.
You know, victory.
You were talking to a Navy SEAL on the air?
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel like, how do you feel? Do you feel patriotic when you listen to this song?
It's the reason I get up in the morning, honestly.
Okay, I'm very excited for this.
Me too.
Sorry about all the confusion with the noise. That was a bit of an issue, but we're getting back to it, and we're gonna play this song and listen on the air.
All right.
Do you have any quick words of advice for listeners, Impact Sweater?
You know, if you cry, it's okay.
If you cry, it is okay. I think we've all cried listening to this song before.
Yeah, PSA.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to cry. We're going to turn the volume off, and we will be back in a second.
All right.
American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, made great strides in that effort. The United States.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden. Came together.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
American people conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden. American people came together.
We got him.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, hello. Again, what you just heard was Starfall by The Symposium, preceded by, we got a little bit of one of our friend Impact Sweater's songs called We Got 'Em. And before that was I Want You Back by Lake Street Dive. I feel like it's a good set of songs. Spencer, you want to announce?
Yeah, we have an event on May 4th. So here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9. Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day.
Oh, it actually says that. I thought you were just like making a riff where you said
it was good if it was a riff.
But it just, it was on the script.
No, you read it from the script. But will you be there?
Yeah.
I mean, there are 9 musicians.
Yes.
Folks, 9. That is 9.
Yeah, I definitely
I have
will.
To check my agenda. But
I have class.
And my Google Calendar.
Got it. So that's, I mean,
two different things that I have to check before I decide.
You have GooCal?
Yeah, GooCal's good.
That's pretty cool.
What do you have? Just an empty page.
I don't really schedule things. Yeah. I just sort of do it as they come to me.
We got our last 5 minutes on the air.
Well, we got to wait 30 seconds to make a WMFO announcement. So anybody have So rodents and famous people.
We all have to circle back to that. Did we decide what Amy...
Squirrel.
Yeah.
You know the guy from Game of Thrones who's Peter Dinklage?
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, my friend made me watch part of the new season though.
Do you?
But the new season's coming out. It's big news.
It just came out. It's already came out.
It's big news.
I feel like I'm probably upsetting a lot of Game of Thrones views.
Probably. I can't think of any. Oh, do we have to?
This is Watch This. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Now, before you go, we're going to listen to some Daddy's Lessons.
Uh-oh.
Hope y'all enjoy.
Thank you.